Today's episode of Insights and Innovators is sponsored by Listen Labs. AI is everywhere in research right now, but it's hard to figure out how to use it well. That's exactly what Listen Labs solves. It's an AI customer insights platform built by researchers for researchers, so you get the insights you can easily trust and defend. Get trusted customer insights at listenlabs.ai. That's listenlabs.ai.
You have to work with your client and understand who their stakeholders are. Because if you can understand who their stakeholders are, then you can start to craft outputs and start to help and support your clients, not just to deliver them the research, but actually help them look good, help them build credibility, to build kudos within the organizations that they're working in.
Welcome to MRII's Insights and Innovators podcast, where we talk to top market research professionals to get their inside stories about innovative and enduring best practices. Now, here's your host for today's episode.
Welcome to today's episode of Insights and Innovators, the growth playbook for insights agencies. I'm John Lass, president of Sports and Leisure Research Group and a former president of Market Research Institute International, and I'll be your host for today's episode. And today we're talking with Paul Griffiths of Client Advocates about a question that sits at the heart of the insights industry. How can agencies grow and become truly indispensable to their clients? And who within an agency should help fuel that growth agenda? The spoiler alert, it's not just the sales or go-to-market teams. Paul works with both insights teams and insight brands and the agencies that serve them. His work with agencies focuses on helping them demonstrate their value more clearly, deepen client relationships, and ultimately win more business by delivering insights that truly matter. What you'll learn today from Paul is that everyone within an insights agency has an important role to play. And Paul's not shy about being provocative. In fact, he said at one point that if we as insights industry can't demonstrate our value, we may not even deserve to exist. So I want to start right there. Paul, you've made that statement that if the industry can't demonstrate its value, we don't deserve to exist. And that's a pretty stark challenge. What do you mean by that? And why do you think that question is so important for agencies right now?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's just true of the insights industry. I think that's true of any business, any sector, any industry. At the heart of what we do is we have to solve the commercial problems, the issues that our clients and partners, you know, have, because otherwise they're not going to give us any money. So that's the reality. We have to show value. And I think the honest truth is that as an industry, I don't think we've been so good at doing that at times. And what you can see happening in the industry at the moment, difficult trading conditions, you know, the advent of technology and disruption, I think agencies are struggling to recognize and show the value they create rather than talk about the things that they do, i.e. research.
And you talk about that term value, certainly something that I focus on or try to focus on in running my agency. Where do you see the biggest gaps between what agencies think they're delivering and what clients actually experience?
Well, I think it's in that dichotomy. We talk a lot about what we do. And in fact, our commercial models are predicated on we charge clients for what we do, whether that be DP or coding or interviewing or analysis or whatever. You know, it's the research process. And the problem with that is that all can contribute to the creation of value. But if we are not as agencies talking to the clients about the end problem, the commercial problem that we're trying to fix, and relating what we do to how we give them better decision confidence and how we help them to meet and match and make those decisions and get those commercial goals, then the what we do is kind of irrelevant. I mean, I'm not saying we should kind of dump quality and the rest of it. It's obviously integral to what we do, but we focus too much on the doing rather than the what next do you think we should do.
So more of a focus on process per se than on how to apply the results of that process.
Completely. And I think what's interesting in the industry at the moment is how other competitors are eating our lunch on that, whether that be the management consultancies, whether it be some of the ad agencies. You know, I think there are lots and lots of people who are looking at what research does and going, well, we can now, because of the technology changes, because of the disruption, there are lots of things that they can be saying, well, we can do that too, and we can add in the commercial value. We can add in that ability to relate it to commercial problems better than probably we have done in the industry, or we've never pushed ourselves in that.
You know, it's interesting. I've espoused a similar point of view in just kind of trying to narrow that gap, if you will, between what a consultant offers and what an insights provider offers. And it's funny, you know, it kind of takes me to where I wanted to go next, which was the whole aspect of growth. And you know, perhaps some of that the fact that certain agencies are just so enamored with kind of providing a product as opposed to providing a relationship, they're just kind of continuing to work more on a volume model. And one of the themes that you emphasize is that agencies often look for growth in the wrong place and do focus on that volume model or about winning new clients. You've argued that the biggest opportunity is often right in front of an agency, and that's in deepening relationships with the clients they already have. What does a smarter growth strategy look like with existing clients? How do you do that?
It's a good question. I mean, and look, I haven't got all the answers, because if I did, I wouldn't be on this podcast. I'd be sitting on an island somewhere with a margarita. But the reality is that we don't think about the gaps between the projects. I am famously speaking to a head of insight a couple of years ago about why he worked with certain vendors and certain partners on a long-term basis. And he used this phrase, Paul, the value is in the gaps between the projects. And I think that is absolutely key. And the agencies that I can see that do well, the agencies that build long-term relationships, are not thinking of themselves, and their teams are not thinking of themselves as project managers and research managers. They're thinking of themselves as relationship managers. And what that means is we have to always be on. We always have to be thinking about the client's needs, the client's goals, whether that be their personal goals or indeed their commercial goals. And that is where I think we often fail in to secure growth. We think that by disappearing for 3 or 4 months and then sending the client an email going, hey, we've got this new whiz bang solution, we think that is going to entice them. Whereas in fact, what it is it's the consistent and persistent communication, the showing of value, the willingness to go, hey, I've just thought of this, or I've got a hypothesis on this. What do you think, or what's your perspective on that? It's those sorts of activities that I see working really effectively with clients to build those relationships, and mean that when they do have an RFP, or they do have a brief, or even before they've got to that point, when they've got a problem, you're the agency they come to and go, God, you know what? I've got this problem. Can I just pick your brains about how you think you might approach that?
It's called kind of keeping your clients close as we talk about it. How does that manifest itself from a practical standpoint for different people with different roles in an agency? I surmise that those types of ongoing dialogues could be comparable in certain ways, but also different depending on whether it's the senior leaders of the agency or mid-career professionals or even those earlier in their careers. How do they all kind of take part in that process of strengthening and growing those client relationships?
So the first thing you've got to do is you've got to make it clear to your teams that they are all accountable for this activity. This can't just be perceived or held to be something that senior people do. And again, I genuinely believe the businesses that do this and make everybody accountable in their agency for deepening the relationships with the individuals they talk to or could talk to on a regular basis is part of their job. Job specification, and is something that they should be held accountable to. You also then need to put in place account activation. I mean, I call it an account activation process. I'm not a big fan of necessarily account plans. I think account plans suggest static. They suggest kind of, not executional. But I think having an account activation plan, which is around, what have we done last week, last month, for instance, to engage with this client at all the different touch points and all the different levels we have? What are we going to do next month to do that again? And with what goals and aims in hand? Is it to strengthen a relationship that we've just started? Is it to find some new people in that organization that we're not currently talking to? Is it to make sure that senior people are talking to senior people, not just about the last project or the next project, but about the overall commercial goals and specificities of what they're of what the client is going through? But you have to have some sort of accountability, and then you have to have some sort of process so that it becomes habitual, and that it's used and activated and done by everybody in your organization. That's a true commercial organization and agency if you're doing that level to that degree.
Do you see any common mistakes? I mean, beyond just not being mindful of that more holistic perspective of what the client is looking for, are there other typical mistakes or shortcomings that you've seen across the agencies that you've worked with in
Yeah,
towards?
so I think agencies are too bashful. I think they're too kind of too worried about upsetting the client. You know, my general premise is, you know, keep going until they tell you to stop. And I think too often we are with the oh, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to be seen to be selling. I don't want to be seen to be pestering them. And actually, if the way you are engaging with them is value generative, if it is focused on their needs and their requirements, not on yours and your agency's, I think you run very little risk of doing that. So I would always say, you know, if a client doesn't respond, then that's not because they hate you or they think what you've sent is rubbish. It's probably because they're really, really busy and they've got a million other things to think about. But that doesn't mean that you sending through that interesting article or that thought piece or that idea won't, on some level, lodge with them and log with them the fact that you are thinking about their business and you are thinking about their needs and requirements. So I would absolutely kind of be more assertive in communication, assuming that you are communicating in a way that is value driven and looking to serve, not sell.
Yeah, no, it's again kind of goes back to that theme of hardwiring into the agency. And it kind of also speaks to another theme in your work, and that's the whole idea that so many agencies remain stuck in what we might call project mode. You know, they deliver good research, they deliver good slides, but they're still suppliers rather than being strategic partners. And when you advise them and encourage them to communicate the impact of their insights, what does an agency need to do to assure that the client sees them not just as providers of research, but as really people sitting at that strategic table right alongside of them as partners in decision making?
So I think there's a couple of things. One, you have to work with your client and understand who their stakeholders are. Because if you can understand who their stakeholders are, then you can start to craft outputs and start to help and support your clients, not just to, you know, deliver them the research, but actually to help them look good, to help them build credibility, to build kudos within the organizations that they're working in. So I think that's partly it. I think the other thing today say is we have got to be better at communication. So it's no good just giving the PowerPoint slide or this PowerPoint deck. We've got to go back to the client and say, look, we've given you the PowerPoint deck, but what we've seen work well and effectively with other clients is short snippet 2-minute videos that summarize some of what we've done. It might be, look, can we write an exec summary of this? Because we know you're going to give it to the CMO, and we know the CMO's got about 5 seconds to read this stuff. So can we give you an exec summary? It's can we come in and work with your teams and do a quarterly review of all of the work that you've done with us over the last quarter and synthesize that and bring that together into actionable insights and things that you can take into your business to show the value you're generating. And so it really is, I mean, the consultancies are very, very good at this. Consultancies partner with their clients internally to make them look good and feel good. And I don't think we've been effective in that regard.
Yeah, you know, we talk about trying to make the people around you famous is kind of the expression that I've often articulated to my teams, but it leads to the other supposition that may be a little bit short-sighted, and that's that this whole role is relegated strictly to leadership at the top level of an agency. What advice might you have for those, more on the account team side or on the individual researcher side that can help, guide an agency towards playing that more ongoing role, consultative role?
Today's episode of Insights and Innovators is sponsored by Listen Labs. AI is everywhere in research right now, but it's hard to figure out how to use it well. That's exactly what Listen Labs solves. It's an AI customer insights platform built by researchers for researchers, so you get the insights you can easily trust and defend, not ones you have to caveat. Let Listen's AI help with everything from study design to panel selection to customer interviews to analysis to highlight reels. Rest easy knowing that it's been trained with research best practices, startups to Fortune 100s, including Microsoft, Google, Anthropic, NBC Universal, Sweetgreen, Cursor, and Lovable. All run Listen for customer research. Stop managing logistics and start using AI to deliver insights that hold up. Request your free demo at listenlabs.ai today. That's listenlabs.ai.
I think the at the heart of this, clients are human beings. We are also, on the agency side, human beings. It's about building that personal rapport, that personal trust. I think the best advice I can give people is be interested. It's that old rule of you go to a dinner party, you sit next to somebody, and you ask them lots of questions. You don't talk necessarily much yourself. At the end of the evening, that person you've sat next to will go, gosh, that chap I was sitting next to at dinner, so interesting. You've not necessarily said anything to them that insightful or that intriguing. What you've done is you've shown interest and asked them questions and been engaging and interested in their context. And as a result, you come across as interesting. And I think that's a really important kind of personal skill that we can all work and use. And, whether it's with our clients or indeed with our, friends and families and wives and husbands.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I can remember an old mentor earlier in my career before I had my agency who was always very big about writing personal notes and attaching them to articles and hard copies and sending them along, just kind of standing out. And you've said, one of the interesting comments you've made previously is that plans don't grow revenue, but actions do. And, many agencies have key account plans, but that doesn't always translate into that relationship building process, into that proactive account engagement. And we talked about sending articles. We talked about staying engaged and in touch. How does that actually manifest itself? What other suggestions or tips would you have for agency employees to engage in to keep that dialogue going?
So it's a really good question. And I think actually we live on the cusp of an age where we can do this more effectively. So AI is an amazingly powerful tool to help you do this. I'm not suggesting you use AI to write content or write emails, but what you can use it to do is to test hypotheses, to come up with ideas about the things that your clients may be bothered about, or you think that they should be bothered about. So I mean, I'm saying to all of my agency clients at the moment, use AI, and your account teams use AI, to start to test ideas about what the clients might be interested in. What are their beefs? What are their issues? Thinking about past projects you've done, how could those projects now be flowing through and the insight from those flowing through into the value chain and the value of the processes that your clients' organizations are using. I think things where you can start to get under the skin of your client and to start to talk their language and start to talk about the problems and the issues they may have and how you have relevant insight into that or opinions on that is really, really helpful in that regard. So, and look, AI is really, really powerful in helping us do that, so long as you don't just take what the AI writes and regurgitate it into an email and send it. It's still got to be personalized. It's still got to be You've still got to critically think. You've got to apply your critical thinking to make sure that output, that thought is based on your thinking, refined and improved by AI, rather than it being, this is what the AI has just told me to say.
I want to shift gears for a moment and talk about creating perceptions of value for an agency. And I can always remember when people often said to me, you're not just a researcher, but you're a marketer, or you're a marketer of research, which I think was a very complimentary thing to hear at that juncture in my career. And agencies seem to often struggle with that in terms of communicating their value. But what do agencies need to think about to build their brand, both with current clients and in the broader market?
So, you know, if we take a step back, I've drunk the Kool-Aid on Byron Sharp. So, I fundamentally believe what we need to do as an agency is build brand salience. Because if you build brand salience, so that point where the client's thinking, God, I've got this tricky problem, who should I talk to? They need to be thinking of you and you as an individual, you and your business as a result at that juncture. And you don't do that unless you are actively marketing in the marketplace. So you have to talk about the problems you solve. You have to talk in the context of the client's needs and requirements. You have to be at an event. You have to have interactions with clients, whether that be face-to-face. I mean, I love face-to-face events. I think they're a really powerful, good way of building rapport and starting relationships and embedding them. So, but you've got to work out and figure out where your clients are, and then you've got to turn up in that space, whether that be physically or in the digital world, and build that brand salience. And I think if we start to do that, and we start to nurture clients and start to demonstrate how we help and the value we add, then when they are thinking about a problem, or they have got a brief, or they are thinking about, oh God, I'm not sure how to handle this, you're the person they then reach out. But that doesn't happen if you don't actively do that in a consistent and persistent way, month in, month out, across multiple different channels: email, LinkedIn, events, webinars, podcasts, the like.
So you're telling the brand story, and storytelling has become such a de facto recommendation for how insights themselves are communicated. What makes a research story in your mind truly resonate with clients and decision makers? How do agencies do a better job of telling the stories that come out of the work that they do?
I mean, I think I'm really old fashioned about this. I was trained on this 25 years ago when I joined the industry. What you need to do is you have to communicate an insight, something new or something that is relevant to the client. You then have to say why it's relevant. You have to connect that and link that. So you have to do the, you know, what is the insight? And then, so what? Why does this matter? And then crucially, and I make no kind of apologies, I think it's probably old fashioned, you have to go, now what? You have to say, what is the now what? So it's no good just saying people like sharing chocolate. It's got to be people like sharing chocolate. And in that context, creating a new form of chocolate consumption where people can share that chocolate together is really, really going to be powerful. And now what you need to do is you now need to go and test that or create that product and model what that means commercially for your business. So, I mean, yeah, it's a simple example, but I mean, I remember doing it years and years ago for a big chocolate brand, and it was the revelation that, you know, what you now need to do, that they all went, oh, that's quite helpful, thank you very much. We'll probably use you for some research after this to then explore on that.
Yeah, no, it's a great reflection on the individual. In the time we have remaining, I mean, we could talk about this for an hour, but we're getting to the end of that time. But I want to throw a supposition at you and have you kind of elaborate on that, because I want to get your thoughts on the best piece of guidance for senior leaders that are running insights agencies today and what that could be. But I'll start with the supposition, and it kind of flows out of some points that you've really done a great job of articulating today, and that is, at the end of the day, people buy from people they like. It's not just about, you know, the latest and greatest shiny new methodological toy. I've always kind of said it's more about, you know, selling who you are and selling what you add to the equation than having some methodology. Feel free to challenge that or elaborate on that or really just kind of supersede it with what you would give to be the best guidance for a senior leader running an insights agency today. What would that be?
I would say get out of the way of your people. Stop hiding your people behind the scenes in boxes behind, let them go out to client meetings. I was lucky enough, I started my career not in research in another industry. And the de facto training program there was you went out with a senior person and you met clients and you engaged with clients. Not very much to start off with. You're more often told to sit and watch and listen. But then recount afterwards, what did you observe? What did you witness? What would you recommend going forwards? And I would say we don't have that nearly as powerfully enough in our agencies. So I would say to senior people, get your people out in front of clients, get them talking to their clients, support them and train them and give them guidance and help to do that effectively, but trust them more. Trust them to go out and have sensible grown-up conversations with clients about their needs and their requirements and how they can help them.
So let's assume a leader does that. And now for those listening to this who are working inside agencies, the analysts, the researchers, the account managers, once they have that access point, what's the one thing they should start doing tomorrow that could really make them more valuable to the client?
Start to understand their clients' businesses better, and not just from a research perspective, but from a commercial perspective. Understand what's going on in the regulatory environment they work in. For instance, if they work in funny, their clients are in financial services or pharmaceutical or quality. Try and understand and get in under the skin of what they're worrying about, what their problems are, what their agendas are, what their objectives are. And again, AI is an incredibly helpful tool to be able to do that. Back in the day, you used to have to kind of make it up, or kind of read some reports and accounts. Now you can do all manner of research to try and find that information out, and then hypothesize, test it with your colleagues internally. I'm thinking that this is what the client issue might be. What do you think? And from that hypothesis, go out to the clients and start using that, having the confidence and the comfort of, you know what? It's not a bad thing to be talking to my clients and asking them these questions.
Yeah, this is really, really good advice. And Paul, thank you. This has been a very thoughtful conversation. I think what among the many things that stand out to me is that when we're thinking about growth for agencies, it's not just about methodologies or tools. It's really about relationships and engagement and demonstrating the real value that insights can create. I talk about being client-centric rather than being product-centric, and that's always been something that I think has been fundamentally a differentiator for the best agencies out there. I want to thank you for sharing that perspective. I want to thank you for challenging the industry to think differently about how we deliver and communicate value, and I want to thank all of you for listening to Insights and Innovators. I hope you'll tune in to the next time and subscribe to the channel.
Thanks for joining the Insights and Innovators podcast from Market Research Institute International. Click subscribe to never miss an episode and visit us at mrii.org for more market research insights.
Today's episode of Insights and Innovators is sponsored by Listen Labs. AI is everywhere in research right now, but it's hard to figure out how to use it well. That's exactly what Listen Labs solves. It's an AI customer insights platform built by researchers for researchers, so you get the insights you can easily trust and defend. Get trusted customer insights at listenlabs.ai. That's listenlabs.ai.